With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Mari Bolaños. Just as the 2020 wildfire season is unprecedented, so is the subsequent smog. In a press conference on Monday, FM 89's Carrie Klein reports air officials said, don't expect the air to clear for at least a few more days.
Air quality on Monday afternoon ranged from unhealthy in the Southern Valley to hazardous in the north, a result of the acrid smoke that's blowing into the valley by wildfires on all sides. Jonathan Klassen with the San Joaquin Valley Air District said this is historic.
I don't think we've had a widespread event with this many high concentrations for this prolonged of a period. I can't remember that. So I think we are kind of breaking some records here for air quality in a bad way.
The most harmful component of the smoke is particulate matter, made up of particles that are tiny enough to enter the bloodstream. The Air District's Jamie Holt says that means the impacts can extend beyond the lungs, especially in children, the elderly, and those with other health conditions.
It can aggravate cardiovascular disease. It can increase your risk of heart attack or stroke. It's been tied to dementia.
The Air District is strongly urging people to remain inside and to use air purifiers or homemade air filters if central air is unavailable. Outdoors, the best protection comes from N95 masks. The state requires employers to provide these to outdoor employees when the air quality index exceeds 150, which it has many times recently. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.